Masechet Tamid, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. We learned earlier on in the Masechet that the limbs of the animal that were being brought for the Korban Tamid were placed in the middle of the Kevesh, the ramp before the Kohanim went to pray. Then they came back and they took those limbs and they brought them up to the top of the Hechal, and other Kohanim were working in the Hechal with the Menorah and with the Ketoret. And then the other Kohanim eventually brought them all to the top, these limbs, to be burned. When the Kohen Gadol, though, was there, he had the ability to choose to take part in the service himself if he wanted to. He wouldn't have to participate in any lottery in order to get that zechut. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about what would happen when the Kohen Gadol wanted to be involved. Mishnah says, Bizman she-Kohen Gadol rotze lahakir, when the Kohen Gadol wanted to burn the limbs of the Tamid by throwing them onto the fire himself, haya ole ba-kevesh v'ha-segan bimino, he would go up the ramp, and his assistant, the second in command, would go with him to the right and bring him up. Higia le-mahatzit ha-kevesh, ahaz ha-segan bimino v'he-elahu. When the Kohen Gadol reached the middle of the ramp, it was tough for him to walk up there, so the Segan Kohen Gadol, the second in command, would hold on to his right arm and help him up the rest of the way. When the Kohen won the right to carry the limbs up the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach, they would bring the limbs and they would throw them onto the fire. But when the Kohen Gadol was there, they would bring him the limbs so he could throw them. Hoshit lo harishon, harosh v'haregil. The first Kohen bringing up the limbs would hand the head and the right back leg of the Tamid to the Kohen Gadol, v'samach alehem, and the Kohen Gadol would lean on them. They leaned on them by putting his hands upon the limbs of the sacrifice. The Kohanim normally wouldn't do. It's called semicha. They wouldn't lean on the animals in the Korban Tamid, but when the Kohen Gadol did it, they wanted to show that it was different, and therefore he would do something that was out of the norm, and he would lean on them. Uzrakan, and he would throw them onto the fire. He stood on the ramp and he threw them onto the fire. They weren't placed on the fire, rather they were thrown. Hoshit hasheni larishon shete hayadayim. The second Kohen then handed the two front legs of the Korban Tamid to the first Kohen, notnan leKohen Gadol. Then that first Kohen would give them to the Kohen Gadol. It was a greater honor for the Kohen Gadol to be served by that same one person over and over again, as opposed to many different Kohanim approaching him and bringing him the different limbs of the animal separately. V'samach alehem uzrakan. He also then would lean on these parts of the animal and then throw them onto the fire. Nishmat hasheni v'halachlo. The second Kohen went away. He went back down the ramp, and a third Kohen would approach and hand him something, and so on and so forth. They would continue handing it to that first Kohen, who then handed it to the Kohen Gadol, and he would throw them onto the fire. And that's what they would do with the rest of the limbs. They would hand them all to this Kohen, and then he would hand them to the Kohen Gadol. And he would lean on all of them, and then he would throw them onto the fire. And if the Kohen Gadol wanted to, he could decide that his involvement would simply be to lean on the limbs and other people would throw them onto the fire. We don't mention it here in this Mishnah, but the flour and the Havitin loaves were also thrown onto the fire at this point in time. The only item that had to be offered after this was the Yayin. They would pour wine onto the Mizbeach. They would pour it into a silver bowl first, and that pouring had to be done at the southwest corner of the top of the Mizbeach. So here we'll talk about how the Kohen, who was standing at the top of the Kevesh, top of the ramp, how he got to the southwest corner. Balu lehakif et ha-Mizbeach. The Kohen started to circle around the Mizbeach to get to that southwest corner. Mehechan hu matchil. Where does he start? Where does he begin? Does he turn to the left and go directly to that southwest corner, or does he turn to the right and go all the way around? Mikeren didomit mizrahit. He turns to the right and begins circling from the southeast corner, because there's a rule that at all turns we go to the right. Dekol pinot shata poneh lo yehu ela derech yamin. Anytime you take a turn, it should be to the right. And at that point, mizrahit sefonit sefonit ma'aravit ma'aravit deromit. From the southeast corner, he goes to the northeast corner, then to the northwest corner, then to the southwest corner. Natnu lo yayin lenasech. And when the Kohen Gadol reached that corner, they gave him the bottle of wine or the vessel of wine to pour onto the Mizbeach. He wouldn't walk around with the wine because then the smoke may have ruined the wine. So therefore they handed it to him at that point in time. Now they prepare for the pouring of the wine. Hasegan omed ala keren. The assistant Kohen Gadol would stand on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Vasudarim biado. And there were flags in his hand that would be used to signal. Ushne kohanim omdim al shulhana halavim. And there were two kohanim would stand on the table of the fats, a marble table that was near the Mizbeach, and pieces of meat from the korban that were going to be burned on the Mizbeach were first placed on this table. Ushte hasotzrot shil kesef biadam. And there were two silver trumpets in their hands. Tak'u veheri'u ve'tak'u. They sounded three different sounds. The teki'ah, which was the long blast, the tiru'ah, the series of short blasts of the shofar, and then tekiya again, another long blast, with their trumpets in order to warn the Kohanim who were about to sing that the nisuch hayayin, the wine pouring, was about to happen. Ba'u ve'amdu etzel ben arza, ehad mimino ve'ehad mismolo. Then these people who were blowing the trumpets, these two Kohanim, they came down from that table and they stood near ben arza, who was the officer in charge of the symbol, like we'll explain. One stood to his right and one stood to his left. When the nisuch hayayin, the pouring of the wine, happened, it was done with the song of the Leviim. The Mishnah will now talk about how they made sure the song happened right when the yayin was poured. Shahal lenasech, the Kohen Gadol then bent down to pour the wine into the bowl. V'henif ha-segan basudarin, and then the Segan, the deputy of the Kohen Gadol, he saw that the wine was going to be poured, and he waved those flags that he had. V'hekish ben arza basil sal. And when ben arza saw those flags, he hit the cymbals to make the noise. V'dibiru ha-levim bashir. And then when Levim heard the cymbal, they started to sing the special song for the day. Each weekday, each day had its own shir shel yom, which we'll elaborate on more in the next Mishnah. Hi'igiyu la-perek. When the Levim came to the end of the perek, tak'u v'ishtahavu ha'am. They paused, and the Kohanim had the teki'ah, tiru'ah, teki'ah sounds come out of the trumpets. They blew the trumpets. And the people who had gathered there in the Azara, they bowed down. They bowed down at that point. I'll call Perek teki'ah. At the end of every Perek, the Kohanim would blow the trumpets of teki'ah, tiru'ah, teki'ah. And at the end of every blasting of the trumpets, the people bowed down. They had each song had three different pirakim. So altogether, the Kohanim would blow the trumpets nine times for three sets of three sounds, because each time they blew it was three sounds. And the Kohanim, and then the people there would then bow a total of three times. Zehu seder hatamid la'avodat beit Eloheinu. This, what we've been described this far in the Masechet, we have one more Mishnah left, is the order of the Tamid Korban that was brought for the service in Bet Eloheinu, the house of Hashem. Yehi ratzon shibane b'mena b'yamenu amen. And may it be the will of Hashem that the Bet HaMikdash is rebuilt speedily in our days, in our lifetime. Amen.